In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three in One, who does hold us all together. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, whew, what a week. At least for us in the Winters household, the way things went down was we were together here with you at worship last Sunday. And then we went back and went back home and were able to chill out a little bit. We watched Frozen, and then some of you probably did as well. And then after that, we were called into the hospital, and we went in, and then Monday evening, we had a new little baby girl, not join her family, because she's been a part of our family for a while now, but join her family, at least on the outside, which I told Liz, saying that, you know, on one hand, I don't want to say that, you know, she joined our family. On the other hand, saying that she joined us on the outside sounds like she's been in prison. But from there, then we also were there with the Jordans, who we were joking about that last Sunday, and they had a little boy, Taylor Andrew, and actually we were able for our two children to meet, and we began the proceedings for the arranged marriage. Jordans are a pretty solid couple. I don't know that we're going to find better for our daughter, so... And then after that ensued many more nights of kind of weird sleep. And if you've never been a part of this, get ready for sleeping about a third of what you normally do. And that's certainly how where we have been. And it's a trying time just to not have sleep and to have a little human being who yells at you. Because they're hungry. And in the midst of it, you kind of wonder, how does this all hold together? How am I going to hold together? How am I going to get up in front of a bunch of you on Sunday morning and hold it together enough to deliver God's word to you, deliver God's promises to you in a way that's coherent, in a way that is compelling, in a way that is everything that God's word should be? Well, that's a good question. And in fact, it's a question that really kind of works into a lot of our readings, but especially this reading from Isaiah. And we know this Isaiah passage in that we know that it corresponds with the Matthew passage and that Jesus is fulfilling prophecy that he is Emmanuel, which means God with us. But when we look back at where that prophecy came from, it came from this interesting sort of story of political intrigue with this guy named Ahaz, who's kind of a dolt. He's really not the best king that Israel has ever had. In fact, he's sort of like if you took the cowardly lion and put a crown on top of his head, that's who this dude is. And God has come to him and said, Ahaz, chill. It's going to be okay. In fact, that's the promise of Emmanuel. If you actually read the Old Testament, the Bible passage there, not just for, oh yeah, that shows up in Matthew, but if you actually read the story, what is going on there is God is promising Ahaz. He's saying, by the time that this kid can eat stuff, the two kings that you are really worried about, they're going to be gone. You're not going to have to worry about them anymore. That's what God is telling to Ahaz, and yet Ahaz just can't believe it. In fact, all of what has been building up to this has been the lack of Ahaz's belief that God can handle this stuff. Ahaz has been sort of bunkered away in Camp David. He's ready for the nuclear option to be used. He's hoping that he doesn't die in that, but he's pretty sure that most of his nation will. Great guy. But he's fallen apart. things have just gotten so crazy around him that he can't even listen to God's promise that everything is going to be okay. That leads us to think about that Matthew verse, and Matthew gives us the perspective of Joseph. Luke is more concerned with Mary. Matthew is more concerned with Joseph. And Matthew tells us this story about this guy who probably felt like he was losing it in the midst of everything too. I mean, put yourself in Joseph's shoes. He's been engaged to Mary, this girl named Mary. And all of a sudden he finds out she's pregnant. Oh, an angel visited me and told me it was the Holy Spirit's. Well, you can understand if Joseph maybe didn't believe that right away. Until an angel appears to him and says, look, it's going to be okay. This is all going to come together. It's all going to be all right. You keep it together, Joseph. You keep it together, Ahaz. But we know that it's tough. Isn't it? Isn't it tough to keep it together? Maybe there's something that's looming large in your life that is threatening to break you apart. I mean, even just the way that we talk about that sense of keeping it together and breaking apart, it has this sense of integrity. It has this sense of, well, who we are as human beings should be something that is all together. And then when stress comes in, we begin to fracture. And when we begin to fracture, there's a little part of ourselves that seems to go out into orbit somehow. And that part that goes out into orbit, if it's not connected with the rest of us, it seems like it does horrible stuff on its own. It's a free radical. It's not good. And when that happens, we find ourselves in the midst of sin so often. We find ourselves broken. We find ourselves like Ahaz, not willing to listen to God's good news. We find ourselves like Joseph, incredulous as to what is going on in other people's lives. And we're just not sure if we can hold it together. We know that there's a health in holding it together, but it's really difficult. In fact, so difficult, we can't do it on our own. There's so many things that threaten to break us up. Legal problems, money problems, relationship problems, family problems. So many things seem to get us to this point of pressure where things just begin to crack and snap and go all over the place. But that's where Jesus comes into our life. That's where Jesus says, okay, let's work on this. Let me do this for you. Let me fix the crack. Let me put you back together. Let me hug you and hold you together so that those free radicals aren't going all over the place. Because I am a pastor and a father both, you have to listen to stories about my daughters. This is the first one about Tempest. Tempest doesn't like to be wrapped up. It seems to give her claustrophobia or something. But she also doesn't like to just kind of be hanging out there. Because what she'll do is she'll do this weird kung fu kick punch combo. And she'll wake herself up. So often that's what it looks like to God. And we go from the state of peace to just freaking out. And the way that we're calming her down now is we pick her up, we hold her. It doesn't solve everything right away, at least it doesn't feel that way. But it begins to heal you. It's what God does to you. We've been talking about these sola things. We've been talking about sola scriptura. We've been talking about sola gratia. We've been talking about sola fide. And if you don't know Latin, you are totally lost right now. We've been talking about scripture alone, faith alone, and grace alone. But the thing that ties them all together, because by themselves, those things, even those things, those very good things, by themselves, are not good enough. You're not going to be saved by the Bible. You're not going to be saved just by in a random faith in anything. You're not going to be saved by a grace that is not connected to a power. You need Jesus to hold those things together. He's what holds us together. He's what holds our theology together. He is what holds the entire universe together. And one day, all those who believe in Him will be at the resurrection, which will be an eternity of being held together by Him. That's what we celebrate in about a week. Is that He came to hold us together. Amen.